Well, all hands on deck. This is the 2nd of August 2022, Tuesday evening. Our 47th program from the South African Military Christian Fellowship called SAMCF. And you're listening at a program called At Ease here at 93.6 FM, your Good News Community Radio Station, based in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. A warm welcome to you one and all, because this is what we proclaim the whole time for the 2nd of August, our very, very first birthday anniversary. Yeah, like a baby, being born a year ago. A warm welcome to you one and all. I'm Chris Meyer for the next maybe 50 minutes. I trust it's going to be 50 minutes of excitement. We have a tight program for you tonight, and I'm going to be very short and sweet. And I want to say welcome to all of our At Ease listeners out there and our veterans. And I want to mention them, because what we're going to hear tonight of the voice clips and testimonies and the music that is prepared for this occasion of today, and the people that bring in the content, is all for you. If it wasn't for you, this won't be possible. If it wasn't for God's grace, like he said in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 1, this ministry won't be possible. So folks, sit back, relax, tight your seatbelts, because we're going to have an awesome program tonight. We're going to have our devotions, our music, our voice clips, like I said. And I'm not going to say in advance what voice clip will play second or third or so forth. I want you to listen, and yeah, may God be glorified as we celebrate this today, a year ago. In spite of all the hiccups and the difficulties and the challenges, that God has stretches us. We're going to listen to our first devotion before we kick off with all the voice clips. And may God really bless you as we listen to Chaplain Ben Smith as he share with us out of James 1 verse 2 to 3 that faith is like a rope.
Our scripture reading is taken from James 1, verses 2 to 3. And here is a few thoughts I would like to share with you. Number 1, faith is like a rope that cannot break. And the only thing that a rope needs to become useful is to stretch it. In fact, when you stretch it, you bring stability to the extent that you can actually walk on it. When our faith, which is like a rope, is stretched, it also brings stability. And the great thing about faith is it cannot break. So I've come to this conclusion: when we face trials of many kinds, we can really consider it pure joy, because here comes stability and our faith will endure. Let us pray. Father God, we want to thank you, Lord, for the times when trials comes our way. And we know this test we need to undergo, and our faith is going to endure. And thank you, Lord, that through many troubles and many tribulations, we find ourselves being stabilized. And we want to thank you for that. Father, come and help us today, that indeed, if we are fighting many trials, Lord, that we will be perceived to endure, because our faith cannot break. As I pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
Faith is like a rope. Thank you, Chaplain Ben Smith, for that wonderful devotion. And to think about it, our faith is like that. We're going to listen now to our first Navy Band music, piece of music, and it is specially prepared for tonight, The Waymaker. And in this piece of music, the soloist is Terry Ann Goliath, that is prepared for us tonight. And she's an able seaman. This music was also arranged by one of the members called CPO Leslie September. As we listen to that, The Waymaker, and God is able to make a way where it seems there's no way.
Answer.
What a beautiful song, The Waymaker. And what an honor and really a privilege for me to host this program, Chris Meyer, here at 93.6 FM Good News Community Radio Station based in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. It's really an honor, and I never thought in my wildest dreams that God is going to make a way one day for me to sit here behind a microphone speaking to a lot of people all over the world who's been tuned in. What a great honor. Folks, it is now appropriate for us to start with our first voice clip, if I can call it a voice clip, from the president of the South African Military Christian Fellowship, Colonel Mpuyati, or as he's known as Colonel Blessing, with his thanksgiving, with his message as the president of this South African Military Christian Fellowship. Let's listen now to him.
Kingdom greetings to all the listenership of Good News Community Radio. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful for the opportunity that we are in partnership with this radio station to spread the good news. I am Colonel S.B. Mbuyazi, retired, who is the president of the South African Military Christian Fellowship that is assisting the chaplain services in spreading the good news to our active members as well as retired members. We remind them that our God is still on the throne. Our God loves, our God cares, and is always with us. We are celebrating 1 year of partnership with the Good News Community Radio that is assisting us in reaching out even those people that are far from their bases in deployment. They feel the love and care of our Creator. We thank God for this opportunity. It is my wish that we continue even in this coming year to reach out our people. People have lost hope, and through Jesus, people get motivated and they see that they are on earth for a purpose. And God, or God Almighty, He's able to carry us and continue with us. May the good Lord bless each and everyone who's listening to this program. And please notify other people that there is this partnership and that will benefit our people. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, Colonel Mbuyati, for that blessing and for that message. Second, our voice clip is also from Chief Executive of the MMI, the Military Ministry International, Major General Roddy Porter, as he going to give his greetings for each one of you out there. Listen to him, and may God really bless you as well.
Hello, brothers and sisters in South Africa. This is Major General Roddy Porter, the chief executive of Military Ministries International, based in the UK, but serving military Christians all across Africa, South Asia, the Middle East, and Europe. It's a great pleasure to be able to say a few words to you as you enjoy this first anniversary of the At Ease radio program. It's a great venture, and it's good to know that the Word of God is getting out on the airways to people in the military of South Africa and those associated with the military there. God is glorious. God is good. And we thank him for the grace and favour he has bestowed on us, for love he has given us, to enable us to follow him and to make him known to people we come across. And there's no more important task for us military people than to make Jesus Christ known amongst those serving in the armed forces of our nations. And in MMI, as well as the South African Military Christian Fellowship, I know that that is a passion and a priority. So as you enjoy the first anniversary of the South African Military Christian Fellowship At Ease radio program, know that you are blessed, know that you are prayed for, know that you are in the hands of our precious Lord, who will enable you to do much more than you could ever imagine or ask, according to his Holy Spirit at work within you, and according to his word, that he has great things for you to do in your military communities, that he prepared for you to do before the foundation of the world. So be encouraged. Know that God is in charge, and know that as you respond to him, to his word and his call, he will enable you, and you can accomplish much. So thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your witness. And I thank you to Christian radio broadcasters for hosting this At Ease radio program. May you be blessed and be a blessing. Farewell.
Thank you, Major General Roddy Porter, there in the UK, for that. Such a blessing. And really, it's the grace of God that we are so blessed. And to be part of something so big, God-sized assignment. Folks, we're going to listen now here at 93.6 FM, your Good News Community Radio station, to the Military Challenge testimony that is going to be narrated for us by Graham Wilson, called about a man called Michael Canatello. And the theme of this testimony is healing from deep wounds, drugs, and promiscuity. Listen to him. I think there are, might be many people that can associate and get from, you know, identify with this, and may God bless you.
Healed from abuse, drugs, mental illness. I remember not understanding what this feeling was. All of a sudden, I wanted to hide my body. All of a sudden, I didn't want to be seen by anybody. All of a sudden, I went from this vibrant personality as a little boy to a very, very inward, depressed, dark state. Michael Canatello recalls about being molested as a child. Michael's Catholic Italian parents didn't think twice when a priest on their staff at the church began to pay special attention to their 7-year-old son. I didn't understand what was happening, Michael says. I didn't understand what sex was all about. I didn't know. From that day forward, I remember like a blanket of shame coming over me. Michael's mother was debilitated by multiple sclerosis, and his father worked 3 jobs to provide for the family. Michael was ashamed to tell his parents what was happening, and the abuse continued. I felt inside we were doing the right thing by going to church as a little boy, but it was killing me, it was hurting me, it was destroying my inside, he adds. I never turned my back on God. I always believed in him. I always knew he was real, but my view of him became worse because I said, if God would allow this, did he really love me? By the time Michael was 18, he had moved to California. He led two lives, one as a worship leader, the other as someone very active in the gay lifestyle. I started to do things that I was very, very ashamed of, he says, visiting pornography shops and having sex with other men privately behind closed doors while I was in the church, while I was leading worship. While Michael's promiscuity continued, his drug use escalated to heroin and meth. Then in 1996, at the age of 26, he was diagnosed with HIV and given 6 months to live. I went into such a deep depression, but after that I went deeper into drugs and to try to alleviate the torment. I was in total torment. Michael started hearing voices. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia and institutionalized. But among the hundreds of voices came a whisper of hope. I would hear that voice, which was the Lord, speaking to me, saying, Michael, this is all going to turn around for you one day. One day you're going to have a story to tell. One day all this is going to change. Michael was released from the mental hospital. His body began shutting down from the HIV and drug use. One night, alone in his bedroom, he found himself in a physical and spiritual struggle for his life. I was shaking and just sweating profusely, and I cried out to God, and I said, Lord, if you don't help me now, I'm going to die. I need your help. I need to hear from you. I need you to speak to me and tell me what to do. Then God told him to open his Bible, Michael says. I opened up the Word of God and I opened up and read through Jeremiah 30. When I got to verse 17, it was like a light shining on this one verse, and the verse said, I will heal you of your wounds and I will restore health back to your body. I knew what he meant by healing my wounds, Michael adds. He was talking about the shame, the abuse, the torment, all of the mind sickness and all of the things that had happened to me. That night, Michael committed his life to Christ and took the first step towards God's promise of healing. He left the life of gay nightclubs and drugs. Then he came under the care of Dr. Douglas Walsh, a specialist in HIV treatment. Michael was having congestive heart failure. He was suffering from failure of his liver and his heart. In very, very poor shape, says Dr. Walsh. His HIV was advanced. He had an extremely high viral load. His immune system was just down in single digits, and we prayed together and we worked together and started our journey on getting his health better. As Michael grew spiritually, he began to heal physically. Dr. Walsh says, today Michael is totally HIV undetectable. In other words, he has been a perfectly normal immune system. Michael was an absolute miracle. He should be dead, and I tell him all the time that God has a purpose for him. Michael lives out that purpose by teaching others through Lazarus Ministries, in honor of God, who he believes raised him from the dead. Today, the only voice he hears is the voice of his Savior. He became everything to me that no one could ever become. He became my best friend. In a matter of a few weeks, he delivered me from addictions that had plagued me for decades, Michael proclaims. He was the one who restored me, and he was the one who put the satisfaction on my soul that I don't need men, I don't need money, I don't need sex, I don't need drugs to fulfill that inside of me. My fulfillment is in Jesus Christ. Unless one has walked in Michael Canatilla's shoes, I don't think one would fully be able to understand and appreciate the pain and the shame and the damage that is present in similar circumstances. As Christians, we are called to be empathetic and compassionate to such people and see God's glory working in their lives.
What a remarkable testimony, how God intervened in someone's life. I just want to apologize for our sensitive listeners out there about some of the content might be too graphic for some of the listeners there. I just want to apologize for that. We're going to listen now to the third voice clip, the South African Navy Commander, Commander Lindela Madikizela. He's the one who is also responsible for all the Navy, South African Navy band music. See that we got it and so forth together with his team. So we're going to listen to him as he also give thanks to God for a year of his grace for this program called At Ease.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Commander Lindela Madikizela from the South African Navy. I am the Director of Music. And on behalf of the Chief of the Navy Band, and your Navy, the Navy of the People, I just want to wish everyone at Good News Community Radio and the At Ease program a very happy one-year anniversary. May God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for that wishes, Commander. I also want to note for our bandmaster Rikus Blessler for his unselfish sacrifices for helping us as well concerning the South African Navy music. You know, when we ask what is it all about, or, you know, then he's always willing to look. Even if we don't know, he said, I will come back to you always with an answer. Also, we receive a WhatsApp from very far, from Madagascar, from Major General Ramasitera. He is from Madagascar, and his greetings and congratulations is like this. He say, congratulations for the first year anniversary of broadcasting the At Ease program or radio program. May God bless this project for spreading his word and sharing his grace. And we want to salute him as well, Major General Ramasitera from Madagascar. May God bless you. And I think it is appropriate, because we will never stop doing what we're doing here. Because by God's grace, if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the whole chapter that our CEO of the radio give to At Ease, and especially verse 1, verse 7, verse 16, then I trust that what we're going to listen now from the captain, the questions, is so relevant to all of us. Let's listen once again to that thought or thought-provoking questions.
Good evening, GNCR listeners, and particularly our At Ease regulars. It is my joy and privilege to now give you the answers to the two vital questions that have demanded an answer these past 5 months or so. The first question was, have you come to that place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that should you die, you would go to heaven? The answer must be a resounding yes. You must have a spiritual birth certificate when you came to know for certain that should you die, you would go to heaven. Not maybe, not sure or no, but yes, you need to live life in victory. It's important then to know why you know for certain that you would go to heaven. The second question, suppose you were to die and appear before Almighty God, and he were to ask you, why should I allow you into my heaven? What would you say? Your answer must be that you are trusting in Jesus Christ alone for eternal life. Believe through reading the scriptures and trust. The gospel leads us to this commitment, which is simply the following. Eternal life is a free gift. It is not earned or deserved. We then look at man. Man is a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And man cannot save himself. There's nothing we can do. We need a Savior. We then look at God and what He is. He's merciful. He doesn't want to punish us. He's love. But God is also just and must punish the sinner. He is holy, and we cannot approach Him as sinners. So what then is the answer? The answer is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is, the infinite God and man. And then what He did. He died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, then rose again from the dead, and now gives us eternal life. So we can see then what the Bible prophesies, in fact, in the book of Isaiah, where it tells us what the Lord Jesus would do for us. And it reads, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So that is prophesying to that the Lord Jesus would take our sin upon himself, our iniquity. This gift of eternal life is received through faith, and certainly more than just head knowledge, intellectually believing, and more just temporarily having faith when it suits us or when we need help. And what it is trusting then in Jesus Christ alone for eternal life. And this then, this wonderful gift, is the motor for living a godly life in gratitude for what the Lord Jesus has done for us. Believing the gospel, we then need to repent and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. You can pray alone or ask a pastor or Christian friend to pray with you, trusting in Jesus Christ alone for eternal life. We now have assurance in the scripture which says, and Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life," says the Lord Jesus. And so like a tree, we need to grow. And there are five means of growth that will help you grow as a Christian. One, reading the Bible, perhaps starting with the book of John. Two, prayer, this wonderful personal relationship we can have with our Heavenly Father, and praying to him through the Lord Jesus Christ and the help of the Holy Spirit. Worship, worship him in praise, in song. Worship him in thanks for what he has done for you. Worship him as we look at this beautiful creation and the beauty all around us. Worship. And then four, fellowship. We need to fellowship with other Christians. We all know about the coal that falls from the fire and will soon die and grow cold, but needs to be there with the other coals. So have fellowship. Find a church where you can have fellowship and grow. And lastly, then, witness. Tell others what you have done, that you've received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Please contact GNCR should they need any further help or guidance regarding eternal life and where you will spend eternity. I thank you for this opportunity to share the precious gospel with you. God bless and keep you.
GNCR listeners, Peter Lorenz here, the South African Military Christian Fellowship's National Executive Director. How much we praise and thank our Heavenly Father for the 1 year broadcasting the Tuesday evening SAMCF's At Ease radio program. Glory to our Lord God in the highest. A year and a half ago, we phoned the GNCR Director, the Reverend Greg Donation, to ask if the SAMCF might air a radio program. Greg and I had served together in the South African Navy in 1980, Greg being a national serviceman chaplain and myself a combat officer on board our Salisbury Island-based strike craft. It was good to be in contact again. Greg was very pleased to put me in contact with the station manager, Michelle Coutier, to see what might be possible. And so commenced the 6-month lead up to prepare for the still to be named At Ease radio program. After several Zoom meetings and many WhatsApp messages, we launched on schedule our first program in the first week of August 2021 and now celebrate our first anniversary. We thank God for all our content providers and the GNCR team. Pastor Chris Mayer, our presenter, has been amazing, keeping At Ease on course. It has been a joy working alongside him. And in the background, Michelle, Premi, their team, and the technical staff at GNCR. Thanks too to Peter Laverock from Scotland, standing in the gap when Chris had COVID. Looking ahead, we plan to keep the program fresh and relevant, keeping the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ uppermost. What a privilege in July 2022, just a month ago, to visit the GNCR radio station and finally meet one another. How wonderful their hospitality to us during the 3 days we were in the Durban area. It was so good to finally have a face-to-face meeting around the GNCR boardroom table. Thank you again, Good News Community Radio. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the first anniversary of the At Ease radio program. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, and thank you for your faithfulness and goodness these 12 months that we've been able to broadcast At Ease. We thank you for everyone involved. We thank you for their dedication and commitment. We thank you for the Good News Community Radio. We thank you for the good news that goes out week by week. We continue to pray you meet their every need, Father. We pray too that the Christians, your children, would be encouraged in their faith and remain steadfast. And we pray for those that don't know you, that might not need you, but we pray that you will, through the radio, touch many hearts by your Holy Spirit. And so we thank you for our partnership in the gospel and pray you continue to bless and keep all those at GNCR. Guide and lead us on, Holy Spirit, we pray, that this At Ease radio program might be a blessing and encouragement to many, we ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
That was the captain, Peter Lawrence, and it was an honor and still an honor to work with him. We're going to listen now to our station manager here from GNCR, Auntie Michelle Kutsier. And what a lady to be, you know, to be honored to have such a manager. Oh, just listen to her. May God bless you as well.
The military terms that we come across in the Bible, such as fight the good fight, endure hardship as a fellow soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, became more real to us as GNCR staff and also listeners with the advent of the program At Ease, a production of the South African Military Christian Fellowship together with GNCR. We wish them the very best on this, their first year of being on air, a birthday celebration, and we really are so proud to be part of this great partnership, which reaches out not only to the Navy and the military in South Africa, and probably also to prison wardens and others, maybe even in the police force, but also across the world, to different countries where military personnel are serving their particular lands. Of course, being involved in the Military Christian Fellowship, there's the commonality of sharing in common sufferings, common requirements of duties, and common calls to take up the Lord Jesus Christ's call in their individual lives to protect their countries, as well as the citizens of those countries. And one can really salute people like this and take a page out of their book as ordinary Christian believers, where we are called by Jesus to be good soldiers and to carry the cross and to lay down our lives also for our neighbor. We get wonderful examples in the program of those that do just that practically every day in their lives. These soldiers that are in the line of duty, risking their lives to save the lives of others. And it is wonderful that they can have a program that meets their needs, their spiritual needs, to have fellowship with God and camaradeship with one another. It also helps us as ordinary Christians to see how soldiers live and the attitude that they have, an attitude of thinking of others, which if we were persecuted and lived in persecuted countries as Christians, we would not think twice of giving up some of our comforts to help our neighbors. So well done to all the participants of the At Ease program. It's a wonderful magazine program put together by different producers. And thanks to the host of it in the studio and the CEO of South African Military Christian Fellowship, Peter Lawrence, whose initiative has brought this whole program into being. We wish them all the best and many more years of productive, fruitful service on air to all those that listen to them, be they at the home base or across the world. God bless you.
Thank you, Auntie Michelle. Now, the last but not the least, our director, Dr. Gregory Denation, with his word of encouragement and, yeah, as the one who also steered this ship in Jesus' name.
We would just like to celebrate together with the At Ease team the 1 year birthday of this program. We rejoice together with you in God's amazing goodness. We celebrate together with Captain Peter Lawrence and the team that labor with him to reach out to those who are in the military and to be a Christian testimony even in that field of service. We pray for you and wish you all God's richest blessings on all your endeavors. We trust that He will take it from strength to strength and that you will see in a practical way how God keeps His promise and the fruit of your labors will be rewarded richly. So God bless you all from Jivanadi Mission and GNCR.
That was our captain here at the mission, Dr. Gregory Denation. Folks, I'm Chris Meyer, your host here at the program called At Ease 93.6 FM, your Good News Community Radio station. And we're going to listen now to the news, and she's back. Guess who's back? Just listen to her voice, and you will recognize that.
Attention! Good evening, South Africa. Good evening, listeners of At Ease FM. Riranzo Manganyi, your news reader, based in Cape Town, Simonstown. As we celebrate our SMCF and At Ease program 1 year anniversary, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the At Ease programs and GNCR, as well as SMCF, for choosing me or nominating me as the volunteer to read the news. I am very honored for this opportunity because it has helped me to grow and to learn something that I never knew. At the beginning, it was quite challenging to read the news because I have never read it before. It was quite challenging as well as the place where I was because I was in a very busy and loud place. But I have managed to read the news and grow with some corrections, and I believe I have improved a lot. And I believe that I will grow more as I continue to read. I am very grateful and honored. I thank you to the listeners of At Ease FM, and I believe that we shall still carry on with this journey. I thank you so much. Have a blessed evening. I love you and God love you. God bless you.
Yeah, that is what this program is all about. Teach us, take us out of our comfort zone to be a soldier for Christ. Folks, we come to the close of our program here at GNCR 93.6 FM. I want to salute each and everyone who have contributed to this program tonight. I can only say, God, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to draw closer through to you through this program. And it trains us, it teaches us, it equips us. Like Riranzo said, you know, things that we never learned, things that we never thought we can do and accomplish by the help of God and by the enabling of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to give you again 2 Corinthians chapter 4, as our station manager has given that portion of scripture to At Ease program. Please read it, especially verse 1, verse 7, verse 16. Read actually the whole chapter, but it say that this ministry starts in the heart of God, not out of ourselves. And while we have this ministry, that we will be faithful and that we will not lose heart. Three times it say that in that program or in that chapter. Folks, before we're going to play our last piece of music from the Navy Gala 2019, where the vocalist will be a able seaman, Ivanita Ulf, a Navy member, but not a band member, where this piece of music is going to play and she will be there, or this able seaman. And I want to give you our website addresses and contact numbers. The website for the South African Military Christian Fellowship is www.samcf.co.za. Their email address is samcf3@gmail.com. The contact number is the SAMCF cell number 062-028-7546. Maybe I can repeat that again. 062-028-7546. Our website at GNCR is www.gncr.org.za. Our At Ease email address is atease@gncr.org.za. And I will really love, and I think the South African Military Christian Fellowship will also really love and will really be blessed if you can drop us an email and tell us what did tonight's program meant to you. The different people that contribute from the UK and from Madagascar. We was waiting for another person from Australia. He couldn't do it. He couldn't manage. His time was running out. And, you know, people are so, so busy. And we want to say thank you. Besides all your hectic schedules, that you make time for us. May God bless you as we're going to play out now, friends, with this Navy Gala. And until the Lord's willing, next Tuesday again, the same time, the same place, be at ease until we meet again.
From a distance, the water looked blue and green, and the snow capped mountains white. From a distance, the oceans meet the stream, and the eagle stays to fly.
Thank you.